Check. Chaz, what are we doing with the mic? Where's the mic?
You're listening to Grab the Mic with Colin and Chaz.
Hey guys, what's going on? We're here with another episode today. It's probably going to be a relatively short one, unless we just get to rambling. But we're going to talk to y'all about some things that we planned on starting to do here shortly. Some maybe solo podcast, still on this channel, but just talking about some different topics. Chaz, you want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so my goal with that, so I actually text Colin last night. It was like 3 a.m. and I was just kind of thinking, I was like, you know, we got different stuff that we can talk about, like we said before. And I just got to thinking, I'm like, me and Colin have different interests and stuff, and we're able to talk about different things with but that people still enjoy. So I shot him a text last night, and I said, how about some solo pods? Like, it doesn't matter if it's once a week, every other week, whatever. Just kind of switch it up from the usual and keep some new stuff, fresh stuff, I guess I should say. Like, something to get our minds off of ghosts and all that kind of things like that. So we're going to be coming out with some stuff this week. I got stuff coming out this week on college football. And y'all head over to Colin's Instagram, too, and check out. Like, he should be posting a story pretty soon.
Yeah.
He's going to post something where you can ask him questions, where he's going to focus on hunting, dropping Drake stuff. If you have any questions about that, just kind of like, you know, like how everything got started with all that.
Right.
His love for hunting, any questions y'all have about hunting, like where they go, like some of the adventures that they take with dropping Drake.
Some of the trips we've been on, different stuff. I don't know if any of our viewers also listen to the Dropping Drake podcast. Go ahead and shout them out, in the woods with DDSA. But I've been on there a couple times talking about different hunting stuff and hunting stories. It's going to be kind of similar to that, or if you just have questions, kind of like a Q&A about it or anything, some stories, or even like Chaz said about dropping Drake in general, how it got started up and stuff like that. Love to answer some stuff about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to give us a little bit more content to put out there. We're also still planning on branching out from the paranormal stuff and get into different crazy things in the world, or myths, beliefs, stuff like that, like, you know, Bigfoot, aliens, different stuff. Talk about some witness encounters. Yeah. We also definitely want to start getting into some haunted places, hopefully visit them, but also just tell stories about them. Like, tell, this is a well-known location, this is what it is, and just
this
go
is the
through
backstory,
right, go through backstory, and then tell different witness encounters. I think that would be pretty interesting, and I would listen to it. So
yeah,
but
we're just really excited. Like, I think for us, it's just something that it's like we said earlier, it's just kind of something that we can talk about that we love. It's just, we have our own interests and stuff. Like, we have, you know, things that we know more of that maybe the other one doesn't. I mean, he's a hunting guy. I'm a college sports guy, blah, 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 any of that stuff. So it's something that we'll be able to branch off with and talk about and be able to go in depth with you guys that are interested in different things that we like, that you know we like. And, we're really excited about it, so just stay tuned for that. I should be dropping mine pretty shortly. Y'all go over my Instagram, it's Chaz Cooksey, and y'all can ask me some questions. I've already got a few. I've got a whole list, really, from people that have been shooting me some stuff about upcoming season, whatever it is. Just let us know, and I'll talk about it. I can talk about it for days. We'll branch out with that stuff and see if we can get with that, and just keep giving us content that y'all want us to provide y'all, and we'll do it for you. So,
but without getting into the episode just yet, we did go ahead and make an Instagram page for Grab the Mic. Everybody go check it out. Give us a follow. DM us anything y'all want to talk about. Like we've told y'all before, ghost stories. If you maybe lived in a house you thought was haunted, stuff happened, please DM us. We'd love to have you on the podcast and interview you about it. We definitely want to get some episodes like that on the air. But we're gonna, on our main Instagrams, we're gonna go ahead and we've been putting it on our stories, but we're gonna put it on our actual like post now after this episode. So sorry about that, guys, that's my phone. But we're really excited about that. That should be a super cool thing to do. And one other thing too, we are planning on actually getting a podcast set up as far as mic, stuff like that. So it's gonna be a lot better quality and stuff. So y'all just hang in there with us. We're just starting this up, and we're making it happen, and hopefully y'all are enjoying it. But it's gonna get a whole lot better. For sure.
And we'll have, like we said a couple times before, we're gonna have, you know, crossovers coming up pretty soon. We got some stuff. We got good content to share, like we always do. It's gonna be good. We just don't want anything we do to get stale. We're just trying to like branch out, just give y'all some new stuff to listen to. Tell your friends everything. Like always, like, subscribe, check us out. We're on Apple Music, we're on Google Podcasts, Spotify. So we're reachable from just about any device. So just keep sending us some stuff. Keep us busy, really.
On our Instagram too. We're also posting videos from our
investigations
yeah. and aligned with the podcast with different explanations. Like, so for the first one that we posted now is the orb that we talked about in the previous episode that we had going to the room where all the activity took place. Mm-hmm. We posted the podcast section of it, and then you swipe over and then we have the actual video of the orb. We're going to keep trying to do stuff like that just so it kind of puts a visual aspect to what we're talking about, so you can see it with your own eyes. And like we've always said, some of this stuff we're not saying dead on paranormal, full out ghost stuff, but it's just we couldn't explain it, so it's something that we'll let y'all decide that. But it's some pretty interesting stuff, and I'm excited about that part of it just yeah. because
it was crazy. So before we get into the episode, so we went back to the place that we had gone in the previous podcast, and we kind of, like we said in the previous one, we got good content, but at the end of the day, it got to the point where Colin got a little, he got angry and all that, so we just kind of decided to call it a night. Yeah. And so we've been talking, and we were talking about places we can go. We can go back to Castellon, which is one of the places we talked about on the first podcast, and or we can go back to Boswick, and we were like, well, let's go to Boswick. Well, I guess we can tell them. It's not really a big deal.
Yeah, Boswick. It's Boswick.
It's in Boswick. We don't really want to disclose like the specific location. Some of y'all might know. Honestly, at the end of the day, it don't really matter. It's something that we investigate. I mean, y'all see it on TV. Y'all see where these people investigate. It's not too big of a deal. You just got to be careful if you go over to see these places, because trespassing, like we say. So,
but we decided to go on back there, and we got all ready to go, and we went last night, so it's pretty fresh on what all happened. Mm-hmm. We definitely had some stuff escalate that got pretty pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And some of the, I think it's the scariest Chad has ever been on a lockdown, but which would scare anybody out of their pants, but we'll get into all that. But I guess we can start out from the beginning of when we first got there. We parked the truck off in the woods so you couldn't see it from the road, and as soon as we got out of the truck, we started hearing this like metal like tapping that was just, that we didn't pay attention at first. Like we just thought it was something coming from one of the slave houses. Right. And we could hear it echoing, and we could hear it tapping. And as soon as we got out of the truck, almost like kind of wanting us to like go over there and check it out. We didn't pay no attention at first until all of a sudden it stopped. And I think I was the one that pointed out to Chaz, and I was like, why'd that metal tapping stop that we were hearing?
Because we went over and tried to go to the area that it was going on. Yeah, I went over there to the, it's like, so where we parked, it's like this little bitty house area, and it's all of the stuff's run down. It's because it's so old. It's the old plantation that we were talking about last episode, and we pulled up and we walked up to it, and I had my flashlight, and Colin was standing kind of behind me, and I walked up, and we walked to exactly where the noise was coming from, and it just stopped. So Could have been
an animal, could have been something else, but it was just, it was weird because it was almost like it was, we didn't hear it until we were walking towards the mansion where all the activity we've been having happened. And
you know what I was thought about though?
What?
I just now thought, I didn't even think about this. You know how Luke pulled up last night, and Luke went with us again, by the way. He pulled up last night when before I get too far into it, we got a voice last night that I won't say about yet, but I told him, I said, look up, can we find names that were associated with the house or whatever? And we couldn't find anything like name wise, but he pulled up a list of like what each house was. And what we heard last night when we first got out, like that banger or whatever, that was the blacksmith house. And did you even think about that? I didn't even think about that. That adds up completely.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't even think about it till just now. But shout out to Luke, though. I mean, what we try to do, if we get voices, like, so we'll get into this when we get farther into the episode right here. But when we get voices or anything, and like when we ask like somebody's name or whatever, if we can get something that says, you know, a full name, what our first thing to do is look up, like, okay, what are names associated with this location? Like, you know, what are, if there's a list of like deaths or whatever that we can look right. up from
anything
the house.
Any concrete stuff we can find, we try and to back it up. Like, kind of like how I explained on the first podcast about Patrick with his name being associated with bigger, stronger slaves, and also goes with, I guess, his deep voice that we hear. Different stuff like that, but that's a really good point, Chaz. Yeah, like how,
I didn't even think
of how the black, like, almost like somebody was in there working.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think about that, because when I say metal banging, it was like a ding, ding, ding.
Like you hear somebody working on like on metal right. or something. You know, like when you see they have like the little picket or whatever.
Yeah, and this is like hundreds and hundreds of acres where nobody's at. So that's why we were just kind of like, what is that? But so we get done kind of checking that out, and we make our way over to the actual mansion. And I don't even think we got inside before stuff started kind of happening to us.
Yeah, so we stopped out. I don't know if y'all remember, let's from the last episode that we did. So when we went out like last time, we walked back outside of the house when Colin started to get like angry. That's basically where we were again. So we're outside on the lawn facing back towards the house. But this time we just walked up and we're just standing where we were that time. We're looking at the house. And before we even get into the house, I just stop again. And I'm like, every time I go there, it's just instantly I just get dizzy. Just I can just look at the place and it just makes you dizzy. And so I just kind of stopped. But then when we stop, we look up into the window and me and Luke both see, and I think maybe Colin saw it. We just see, once again, we just see people upstairs. Like, it's just obvious. There's somebody up there. Like
when we say people, like shadows figures.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and there's no, it wasn't breezy, but so there's no trees like moving around with shadows or anything. It's like, I mean, you know, there's just not really much of an explanation besides, I mean, I don't know, maybe like a bird flying or something, but
and
it just seems super sketchy when you walk up and you right. start feeling a certain way, and then you look up and you just see people. It's almost like they're just like waiting for you or something.
And this is like another thing that I just want to go ahead and point out is that when we go to these different different locations, once we've been to them once, stuff will pop off, okay? Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes
but
it
if
doesn't.
If it does, the following time when we go back, stuff will generally happen a lot quicker. Almost, and what I think, I don't know about Chaz, but what I think is that, so these spirits, you got a picture in their mind, or a picture how they're, not living, but how they are right now. They don't talk to anybody, not anybody living at least. Nothing happens with them. So when someone is actually trying to reach out and communicate, get evidence and stuff like that, they don't experience that. And I think they would definitely remember who those people are. So the next time when you come, they know, they're well aware of what's going on, and they're hopping at the bit or biting at the bit to do it.
Yeah.
And at least that's what happens at Castellon a lot. I mean, as soon as we get to Patrick's house, we wouldn't get close to his house, and you'll hear him, or you'll stuff will start shuffling in there. We'll hear him start laughing, you know, audibly from inside the house, and y'all probably think it's really crazy, but that's just what happens. But I think that had a lot to do with it too. Is as soon as we got onto the property, that stuff started escalating pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one to get into the house. Chaz got dizzy. I went ahead and got into the house. I stepped up we climbed up how we told y'all before. I got into the house, and then I was expecting everybody to come in right behind me. And I turned around, and Luke and Chaz are both hearing something off in the distance.
Yeah, so, well, not even really. So there's two separate ways you can get in. There's a door on the left, and then there's the door on the right that you can hop up in. You have to, like, basically leap into the house, because, like Colin said, it's off the ground. And there's a front door, but we try not to go through the front door just in case, like, cars going by or whatever, because there's police officers that stroll back and forth in that area, because it's a small town, so it's kind of a speed trap anyway, so... So we get to the side of the house. That's where we go in each time. And, so Colin goes in on the left door that you can hop up into. And then me and Luke try to get in on the right side of the door. But so right when I put my phone down to like get up into the house, it's like a little girl beside me. It's not like, I shouldn't say it's a little girl. It was kind of in the moment. So it's hard to tell if it was like a little girl or like something like sort of evil sounding. And she was just like, do you need help? Like, that's what I heard, like, clear as day. And I'm thinking from behind, it's like Luke messing with me, because anybody that knows us, we'll joke around and like make stupid voices or whatever to each other. So my first instinct was like quit messing with me or whatever. But I turn around and Luke's going to the door that Colin's at. So I'm by myself.
He was literally reaching out his hand for me to pull him up when that happened.
So I'm like freaking out at this point because I'm thinking, well, what the hell was that? So I call Luke back over there because I freaked out like a little girl. And I'm like, dude, no. Because he tried to go to the Colin's door. And I'm like, dude, no, come back over here. I was like, what the hell was that?
And I was trying to get him in the house because I'm in the haunted house all by myself. I'm like, yo, let's get in, guys. Come on.
So I finally get in, though. So we hop up into the same, we end up going in the same door. And so we're in the house now. And we're kind of just going in. I mean, we're just trying to get to the middle of the house again, like we always do, like where the steps are. And so we get over to the steps, and we did what we basically did the last time. We just start kind of doing some EVP stuff, seeing if we can catch anything. So we're just kind of standing there. Nothing's really happening. So I go over to the room where I catch the apparition the first time that we went in. And I kind of took initiative and walked in front, and they kind of followed behind me. But I think Colin got the idea that I wanted to go in there and like just kind of be there for a second, because he like stopped at the door and put the camera on me.
Yeah, I was videoing him because I was letting him do his thing. He was letting him feel what he wanted to feel, if he could feel a presence.
And I think we both kind of had the idea of like, well, this is where everything happened. So and I did, and we'll show you the EVP that we get. He's like walking and he has the camera and he stops at the doorway, and I walk into the room and I snap back at him and I put my hand up, because right when I walk into the room, right in the center of the room, I start getting the same knocking that we got from the previous time that we went, and I just stopped, and it just kept happening. Like, and Colin would ask questions again, and it would just be like just right behind, like
answering, like because they already, like I said before, they already know what to do as far as communicating and stuff, because they did it last time. So they were right off the bat with they letting us know that they're tapping. And I don't know why at this location they prefer tapping over, I guess, EVPs and different stuff like that, but
certain things they try to interact in different ways,
right? This place, knock twice for yes, once for no. I mean, they're gonna do it all night long. Mm-hmm. They're gonna answer the questions and they're gonna let you know. So Chaz gets into the room, he stops moving, he's trying to ask questions, doing EVP, and all of a sudden the knocking starts happening. And so that's when I started asking questions too about where we were at, if you want us here. I asked if they wanted us here, and it knocked once for no. And we kept going on a roll with it, and they were answering questions, knocking. We were kind of getting excited about it just because it's so crazy when that type of stuff happens. I look at it is no one else experiences this kind of stuff, right? So when you are able to do it, I love it.
It's giving straight up feedback. It's
intelligent. Because
like the thing is, it's not like we'll ask something and it just won't do anything. We'll literally ask any question, and it happens every time. It's not like we've asked one before. Like, I don't even think we've ever had a no response. It happens every time.
Yeah, it's at this location.
Yeah, this location right here, and it's always in the same exact area, and it's always right beside where I am, which is even weirder. So it's almost like it's some whatever it is is kind of attached to whatever I'm doing, maybe, but So we're just kind of doing that. The camera's still on me, and Colin and Luke are just kind of standing at the perimeter of that room. And he's trying to see if he can find anything. He's just asking questions because the stuff that we're getting is not scaring us. It's like, well, dang, here it is again. Like, this is pretty cool. So we're in there for a little while, and we get the EVP going. Like, we keep getting the same stuff. We get the knocking. It's constant. That's just something that we know that we're gonna get almost every time we go there now, pretty much. And we're doing that, and that kind of like fades off a little bit. And then we're standing there, and this is where, so our night was kind of cut short because of what's about to happen with this sequence of what goes on. So Colin's standing there with the camera still, and out of nowhere from the outside, I don't know what's the best way to describe the noise that was coming from outside, that it was going from like back and forth, left to right.
Yeah, it was like on two different sides of the property. Yeah. And it was, at first, it was just a weird noise. It wasn't like I couldn't put my hand on what it was, but it was something outside that was like it'd do it in the backyard, and then it'd do it in the front yard, and then it would do it on the side of the yard.
And it never stopped. It was something constant.
And it was like a, I don't know.
Like back to back. Like, it was just.
Almost like a moaning type. I couldn't, I don't know what it was.
I really don't know. And it was just, it was like going like a boomerang. And it wouldn't stop.
I walked to the staircase to listen. And because all the windows are broken up on top of the staircase, and it's in the backyard. So I was listening. I didn't walk up the stairs, but I was listening at the bottom of the stairs trying to figure out what was making this noise. and Luke was behind me. Chaz is still in the room. We're still all kind of close together. And then I hear, it was just kind of like a, it was like a doot, doot, ah. And it was like a, that one was like a definite scream, the last one that I heard. And it was loud and it came from the backyard. So I went to go see what exactly it was. And I immediately looked at Luke. I looked at Chaz and I took off towards the backyard to make sure, you know, at one, nobody's messing with us. Two, if there's a ghost out there, that's where I'm going. Mm. And so I took off through the house where we came in at. I get to that door, and I think the best way to describe this scenario of events is I'll tell my perspective from it, and then you tell what happened with you. Because we're in two different spots, but we both kind of experienced it. And so I get to the back door with Luke, and I'm on a mission. I'm moving. And when I get to the backyard, there's not a soul back there. There's nobody, nothing. I mean, it's a big open pasture. I scanned my flashlight all the way across it. I didn't see nothing. And then I looked back at Luke, and I even said something to Chaz, thinking Chaz was still behind me. And I looked around, and Chaz wasn't there. And I asked Luke, I said, "Where's Chaz?" And Luke said, "I don't know." And so I took off back through the house almost like immediately, because what clicked in my brain is something just screamed. It got me and Luke away from Chaz, and Chaz is in the house by himself, which is not like a get him out of the house when he's by himself. That's not the case, but I kind of like immediately thought like something wanted us to go there to get him by himself. So I turned around to go make sure Chaz was good, and I go back to the house, and then I just hear this loud crash, and like a loud crash, because it's dead silent out there where we're at, and it's just boom. And then Chaz starts screaming, and I take off towards him. He meets me halfway through the house, passes me like I'm not even there, and he's out. And I'll let Chaz take over what happened to his, because I would have done the exact same thing. I probably would have made a hole in the wall running through it. But.
Okay, so here's the deal. So I was, when they left, when Colin said they went to check out whatever's in the backyard, I was standing there because whatever I was hearing was still outside of the house. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to get evidence, and I'm trying to see what's going on. Like, I didn't really know what triggered them. I honestly didn't even hear the scream, but they both did. So I'm just still standing there thinking like, well, are they going to check something out? So I'm just standing there making sure that everything's still happening while they're going. And apparently, so when they get to the back and at the window, and when they start coming back, the loud bang just happened. And it's the best way I can describe it is like somebody slamming a door is what it sounded like. I mean, but loud, like to the point where it scared the hell out of me.
It rattled the whole house, whatever it was.
And I just thought it was funny because, like, so when I heard it, like, I freaked out. And when I say freaked out, like a girl, like, I freaked out and, like, took off. I mean, obviously, because I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I freaked out. I run past Colin. And, like, in my mind, like, I see Colin and, like, I heard, and he's, like, going back towards me and, like, kind of almost, like, walking, it almost looked like in the moment. And in my mind, I'm like running. And in my mind, I'm like, Colin, get the fuck out of the way. It's my immediate reaction. I'm like, did you not just hear what happened?
He passed me like I wasn't even there, man. So, he was gone.
So we go past him, and I go past him, and he's like, what? He's like, what was that? And I was like, did you not hear it? And he was like, yeah, I heard it.
Because it happened right beside him.
It had to have been either in the same room as me. Because, I mean, I was left in the dark because these douchebags left me over there. And so I'm like, I can't hear anything, and I can't see anything, I should say. So I'm just taking off, running back towards their light, so I could have busted my ass for all I know. Like,
dude, he was running.
I was flying. I was like, because my thing is, like, I looked at Colin, I'm like, why are you not getting out of the house?
Picture you in a room, in a mansion that you know is haunted, and you're completely lights out. No light whatsoever. You can't see anything. Activity's been happening. You're hearing screams from the outside. You get left by yourself in there, and then something, a piece of wood or a door, something just wham and rattles the entire house. Because I mean, I heard it and felt it on the other side of the mansion.
Yeah.
And like, I felt the wood move when it happened, and that's why I took off running, because I was thinking like Chaz had freaking fell down the steps, or Chaz would I don't know, Chaz got launched to the ceiling, and I'm gonna go in there and he's gonna be hanging from the ceiling. His eyes rolled back in his head. I don't know what was about to happen. So he runs out, we get outside, and I get to him. They jump out, and I didn't want to go out of the house immediately because, like, I love that kind of stuff. But then again, it didn't happen to me, so it's very easily for me to say, "Don't let's not go out of the house," when I wasn't the one in the room by myself. Mm-hmm. But I jumped out and with them, and I was trying to get Chaz to like let me know what was happening, and he's still, his heart's racing, his adrenaline's going, and he can't even form words, which tells me something like that was pretty scary, because we've done this for a while now, and it doesn't, not often are we not able to, you know, explain or at least tell the other one what just happened, because we're so amped up. But
God, it gets me hyped, dude, thinking about it. It's like we say all the time, man, when you get stuff like that, like, yeah, in the moment that was scary as hell and I didn't even want to go back in, but
that's why we do it.
But it's like who does it? Like, and that's why we keep saying, like we'll talk every now and then, like, not, we're not gonna call anything out or anything, but like we get like frustrated sometimes, because like we want people to understand like what we do. Like, we're not bullshit when we do it. Like, we want people to realize that like the stuff that we do, like, we enjoy it, and like we want people to take it seriously, and like not necessarily that people are interested in it, but it's just freaking cool, because like you get stuff like what,
like stuff that, like that, like this,
who was gonna
unexplainable
do that?
Stuff like a door slamming shut in the mansion as soon as you gotta look at the way the events take place, and this is what I always talk about too. So the events that add up to that happening, and how I kind of explained it beforehand, how they drew me and Luke away with the screams. We went over there and you were left alone, and then immediately just boom. Mm-hmm. And feeding off that fear, feeding off the energy that you let off as soon as you heard that. And so they have more energy, more power to do stuff, you know? Well, we get outside and I'm trying to get Chaz to tell me, he's like, we're going back and forth with it. And it gets to the point where I think we started hearing some noises from inside the house while we were outside, and we started seeing some stuff in the windows. We started
seeing stuff again. I mean, me and Luke primarily, because Colin was more.
All right, guys. We had a little mishap. We left the phone on the dash while we were recording, so it cut off, and it also overheated. So we apologize for that. Like we said, we're going to be getting some mics. We're just going to pick it right back up where we were at.
So anyway, so we're out back on the lawn now, and Colin's like, he's trying to calm me down a little bit, and we're just kind of freaking out a little bit because everything that just went down. So initially, like, our thought was, should we go back in or should we not? But Colin convinces me. He's like, you know, like, dude, like, we have to get stuff for the pod. Like, are you going to tell these people that we're not going to get anything? Like, that it was like, we can't even
confirm that it was paranormal. Because we've already checked the house at this point.
Yeah.
And but I was concerned with maybe there was someone hiding in there that we didn't see, just because this is some of the craziest activity we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find every explanation for it besides paranormal, so that we could say definitively, yes, a ghost slammed this door.
Yeah.
So, or through whatever it was, whatever happened. So I break off a pretty big stick, thinking, you know, if someone is in the house and they come running at us like some homeless dude with his shirt off or something, that I can whack him or something, I don't know. And we get everybody up, and we're like, all right, we're gonna go in, we're gonna clear every single room of the house. So we go in, we cleared every room of the house, every single one.
With a freaking stick.
With a stick. And there was nobody in there, not a soul. And when we got to that last room, I just kind of looked back at Chaz. When we got to the last room and there was nobody in there, I looked back at him and just smiled. Because, I mean, at that point we knew that there was no human that made whatever sound that was.
Yep.
Which, I mean...
And like we said, like, so at that point, we're in our minds... It's starting to get crazy. So, at that end, we have to make sure whatever happened, we have to make sure that we're safe at that point, because nobody knows where it came from or what happened or who threw whatever it was or slammed whatever it was. So we go back down to the room that we got the noise in, where I had heard it, and I can't remember. So we had the pictures taken of Colin in this room earlier when we were in the house. And so we go back through and look at it and look at the picture of where he was standing in the room. And there's a piece of wood on the ground. And our thought is, well, Colin's thought, I guess I should say, because he was the one that was in the room.
It was, I didn't think it was there beforehand, just because it was in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
I think I thought I would have seen it or kicked it, something. Like, I don't think this was here.
And there's boards lying around the house, because I'm assuming that maybe, I don't know, they've done repair work in there, or they've taken stuff off. Well,
they've shot movies in this house before. They've shot, like, different TV shows and stuff, just because it is one of the oldest still I guess, standing slave mansions or plantations
in North America.
Yeah, I mean, so they've done movies and stuff. So there is somewhat repair work, just so you don't fall through the floor.
Yeah.
But there is some boards off to the side or whatever, but none of them are out in the very middle of the room. And I said that I didn't think it was there before. So
we go back through the pictures. And, like, so he's standing in the middle of the room in the pictures we had took earlier in the night. So I told Luke, I said, just go back through and, like, let's see maybe if something's in the room that wasn't in the room. And the pictures just, which is kind of weird now that I think about this too, the pictures just kept being blurry. And that usually doesn't happen, but I'm not really going to say much about that because who knows? I mean, it could have been bad quality or something. But
it would have been Luke's hot breath.
So we're going through them and we sort of see something that doesn't look, it doesn't look like there's anything there, but we just kind of, we brush that off, which, like we said, we probably should look more in depth to this, and we need to get better photos when we take them, but we kind of brush that off, and we were saying, you know, like, should we stay, like, with all this that's going on, or should we do the spirit box? And I said, right away, I said, we got to do the spirit box. I said, we can't not do the spirit box with everything that's happening. So we get the spirit box out. Colin starts recording, and one of the few, like, first things that he asked was, "What's your name? Like, who are you? And who's, or did you throw this stuff? Anything like that?" And he says, "Whoever it is, what's your name?" And it comes through, and the best way we can describe it is it's almost like gibberish. We don't want to get something logical respond to us and not look into it. So we hear this, and this is when we were talking about earlier, like, we tried to find something that pulled up a list of, like, names, because we could at least try to match it up to what we
I'm researching to see what it could sound like.
Yeah.
If it is a name. But I want to explain about the spirit box, just in case this is the only episode you've heard, even though we've explained it before. What it does is it sweeps over radio waves, hundreds and hundreds of them, creates white noise. It does it super, super fast. And the white noise is like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah.
And for some reason, spirits or whatever are believed to be able to talk through that easier, okay? So if you get a phrase or a sentence or something that lasts over several radio waves, it's way more, it just has way more validity than just a beep, you know what I'm saying? So that the voice that we captured over it was the same tone in the same voice over several sweeps, which is, I mean, hundreds of radio waves. That right there proves that radio interference is out of the question.
Yeah.
And also, you're not going to get crystal clear words every single time when voices come through, because they're learning how to use this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't... Like Patrick over at Castellon, you'll get crystal clear stuff from him every single time now. When they're first learning how to do it, they got to build up their energy. They got to go into it. And the phrase that we got, we can't really make it out what it says.
So the best thing that we can do is kind of let y'all, like, hear it, though, regardless. Because even, like we said, even we're not sure yet. We still have to go through and kind of listen to it and kind of see if we can find out exactly what it was and see if maybe we can link it up to something that was connected to the house in the past, like, whether it's a name of, like, someone that lived there or something. Because, I mean, it could be nothing. It could have been something that not even intelligent responding to the question that we had asked, but when it comes through when we had just asked something, we have to assume that maybe it's telling us what we asked. So we'll let y'all hear what we got, and we're not saying that you're going to even be able to tell from listening, but we'll show you what we keep hearing and what we're trying to figure out.
Tell us your name.
Whoa. So that's what we got. So we're gonna go through and kind of see if we can narrow it down to whatever we think that it could be saying. It sounds like some crazy, like something Papa, something.
That too is an awful spirit box recording that we put on there. It's just we wanted to give y'all something so that you can kind of understand
what we're trying to figure out, like, we're like the really kind of the hardship of what we're trying to
decipher. Now that we got this podcast going, we're going to start recording way more of the Spirit Box sessions. We're not just going to start doing it just because it's fun or whatever. And we're going to hopefully get some of the crystal clear ones and put on here just so y'all can hear it all.
Yeah.
But at the end of that recording, when you hear me say, whoa, that was because it's really hard to hear on the recording. But after it said whatever that phrase was, there was like a growl afterwards. And it was like a deep growl. And that's when I screamed whoa or whatever. But just so you know, it wasn't like a delayed reaction. There was a growl after the voice, because when the voice happened, I looked up at Chaz, and then the growl happened right afterwards, and that's when I kind of jumped back. But so during all this, during the Spirit Box session, when everything was going on, I kept getting a weird vibe from behind me, and I kept looking back and looking at Luke, and Luke was just kind of just staring.
And I have the camera too, and I'm like, and so I have the camera on Luke at one point, and I think that we're gonna post this just so y'all can see, like,
it, we like, might we
yeah I mean it was just like weird because like so
we'll see how Luke feels about it, but
yeah, so what he says is like he felt like he wanted to like hit Colin, and like when you see the video you're gonna be like, yeah, it really does, like it looked like he wanted to like kill Colin.
He was like in a trance or something, and I kept looking over my back shoulder at Luke. I asked him a couple times if he's all right. He never answered. He just nods his head. I'm like, okay. And so I keep going with the Spirit Box session. And the next thing I know, I look behind me and I just see him like lunge at me real quick. Like, and when I catch him like mid lunge when he's coming at me from behind, and I looked at him and I caught him, and he just freezes. Like immediately he was busted. And of course I got super pissed. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was really out of it, kind of, in that moment. He just was, like, shaking his head, like, he didn't know.
But to us, I'm having, especially as Colin's, like, friend, and, like, I'm like, because I had the camera on him, and I'm like, dude, like, what the hell is your problem? Like, what are you doing? Because even if you can't feel bad for him in that moment, because, like, if there's something, like, possessing him or something, you have to like beat the shit out of him if it comes down to it.
Well, you had the stick.
You can't just, yeah, like you can't let whatever was happening to him like happen to him. So whatever goes into like inside of him is going to force him to act whatever way that it wants him to act. And like, I know, like when we talk about this kind of stuff, like some of y'all might be like, what the
fuck?
Shut up. Like whatever.
But I mean, it happened. Like, it happened to me last time. I got angry.
Yeah. When you get around stuff like that, you might get, it's not necessarily possession. It's going to be something maybe like energy wise, like pisses you off.
And like I said before, I don't think, like I said on the previous episode, I don't think it's necessarily full out possession. I think it's us feeling the energy that these spirits are feeling. Like the man in the house, that's the one who reached out towards Luke and does most of the knocking, or at least takes credit for doing most of the knocking. And the voice that just came through the Spirit Box, which also, the reason that Spirit Box is so important, that recording is because that's the same voice as last time when we were there. Only that voice. But anyways, I think it's us feeling what they're feeling. I think their emotions are coming off on us, and I think we're feeling that. So, anyways, once we realize that's going on with Luke, I'm pretty hot just because I watched him just lunge at me, and I grabbed Luke. I told him to get out of the house, and he just kind of stood there for a second, just looking at me, and that's when I like kind of like shoved him / grabbed him and like pushed his big ass towards the door, and we get outside. We're going back and forth, me and Chaz are. Luke's not saying much. Like, we're, like, just asking, like, what is your problem, dude? What is going on? And he's just not really saying much. And when we get out of the house, that's when he finally starts talking. He's just, like, he gets out of the house. He's just, like, whoa. And I was, like, what? And he said, dude, I just got so mad. And I was, like, why on earth did you get so mad? He's, like, I don't know. I just saw you holding that Spirit Box, and I got so mad, and I just wanted to grab you. And he's, like, I don't know. That's the maddest I've ever been in my life, and I don't know why I got mad. He said it was like a split second. He said it was just, and that's when we were going back and forth with him too, because you can't let stuff like that happen. You have to
nip that stuff in the bud before.
Right. If you're getting mad, one, you need to vocalize it, like how I did. I got mad last investigation, so it's easy for me to say you can't let that stuff happen. But when I say that, you need to be able to tell everybody so that they're aware.
Yeah.
And you can either A,
you can't just sit around and like get aggressive with people. Like that's why me and Colin got so mad, because we're like, dude, you can't just sit there. If you know, not that, okay, you might not
know it in the time that you're getting like that, but if you're thinking something, you have to let it be known to us, especially if it's something that you're trying to, like, harm us for some reason.
Because if it is full-out possession, he can grasp me. I mean, he could freaking beat my head in or something, you know? I mean, it's just, everybody needs to be aware of how everyone's feeling. If you're feeling uneasy, you need to make sure you tell everybody else so that everyone can know what's going on before it escalates into something you can't come back from.
Exactly.
But after that, we were all kind of spooked. And like we said before, whenever that kind of stuff starts happening, we like to pack it up just because we're not really interested in dealing with all that.
You have to take precaution. You know, it's not like you have, it's only us. It's not like we have, like, some kind of camera crew that follows us or something like that. I mean, we don't, all we have is us. So if something were to happen, like somebody were to get a certain way, we have to make sure that we don't let it get out of hand because nobody else is there to handle it. It's just us. So we decided to call it a night and we just kind of went back. All we did the rest of the night was kind of go through our recordings, and we didn't really get anything. We've been down on our luck when it comes to getting, like, actual, like, voices or anything when it comes to EVP stuff.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of old ones.
Yeah, which, I mean, the thing is, like, it's not like, that's not a bad thing because, like we said before, you're not going to get something every time you go, but we're getting different stuff, which makes up for it. So,
and some of these places, like Castellon, we'll get EVPs in. Castellon's never been a problem getting EVPs. Actually, some of our first evidence we ever got was EVPs. Mm-hmm. This place in Bostwick, it's the tapping. It's the objects moving, the feelings, different stuff like that, hearing people walk upstairs, that kind of stuff. So the EVPs, it's not really happening. I don't know if it's maybe they haven't figured out quite how to talk into the device. I don't know, because I've asked them. I asked them with the tapping. I said, why is tapping easier for you? Do you prefer to tap over talking into the recorders? And then it tapped twice for yes. So I don't know, really. Since we started the podcast, we've really only been to, I guess, two new locations. One of them, which we didn't stay long at, which was the Trestle. But the Bostwick one, they just don't really like the EVPs that much. So we can't really incorporate them. But on the future podcast that we're going to do, when we talk about some old ghost investigations at Castellon, we have several EVPs that we can incorporate and put on there to let really you guys
ones,
hear.
Big time. And some of our best ones.
Right.
To be
class A stuff.
Yeah, like, and it's like stuff that you'll be able to most definitely hear.
Stuff to give you chills on your back.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. So that's really all we have for today's episode. Like we said, so we got some stuff coming out, some solo stuff that we're going to do, just to kind of, we're just going to switch it up. And it's not necessarily switching it up per se. Like, we're still going to be here. We're going to do this each week, obviously, but it'll give Colin and I a different platform to do stuff that we also love outside of the ghost stuff that we don't necessarily, like, know fully of each other's interests, but it'll give us a platform to use it for going in depth on the stuff that we like ourselves.
Be able to get more episodes out there too.
And just because, yeah, and it's something that y'all can give us feedback on. Like I said, I have a story up right now actually that you can give some feedback on and ask me some questions, what you want to hear when it comes to football. Like I said, I'm going to be covering college football stuff a lot on the podcast. That's what I love to do. Colin's going to be able to tell you a lot about hunting and stuff like that, dropping Drake stuff. Which, by the way, if y'all ever want anything, Jop and Jake, y'all hit us up. We can hook you up with some stuff. And
we're also talking about maybe some mud wrestling. Me and Chaz like to do with our shirts off. Just whatever. Whatever y'all want, really.
Just something we can get weird with and really, really grossed out talking about, too.
That's completely fine with me.
Yeah. Just getting a little awkward. So, but anyways, guys, till next time, peace out.